Sounds better with you. This is Kelly Kumalo. Untata kancinci von den in Afrikaans, they would say, "Je vat me goed kop, jong." Yeah.
Isn't that you taking me cheap?
Yeah, actually, that's what it is. Untata kancinci, man. You know, aunboni tu wena chawe. Aunjongile nje ubona intwana nje. Dimdala ningaka mfondeni. So 19 to 7, we've got Mayo Fabi on the line in a moment. But have you prepared yourself for the big 4-0 that's taking place in Sun City?
Yeah, it's the Sun City's big 40th birthday party happening on the 7th of this month, December. It's your ticket to go big and enjoy bigger experiences. So if you can't make it to the actual party that's going to be happening at the Valley of Waves, don't you despair. You can join MC Sumizi at 11 at the big 40 after party. This will be happening at the Sun Arena with live performances from Shoma Josie, Good Luck, DJ Crystals, Questa, Prince KB, DJ Tira, and DJ Vinny Da Vinci. So hurry and get your tickets today for only $250. That's the Sun City Big 40 After Party on the 7th of December from 11. Be a part of the fun and visit suninternational.com for more information. Sun City, a world within a city.
Party ain't a party till I run through it. Looking forward to that one. So, we are the company we keep, it says. So behave yourself, gentlemen. You're a reflection of me. And I don't have control over it.
tight jeans and all.
Yeah, this is becoming very difficult. We've invited inspirational speaker Mayo Fabi to talk to us about this issue. We're often told that we're the company we, you know, or the friends that we keep. They're a reflection of who we are as people. You know, how do I shuffle my friends in order for me to reach my potential? You know, and how do I do that, you know, with, you know, to avoid hindrance in my life? Mayo's on the line with us. Good morning and welcome to you and the boys.
Hey, morning. How are you?
We are fantastic. We're trying to come to terms with the fact that we're supposedly friends and we're a reflection of each other, and we're finding that to be very difficult. How are you?
I'm good. I'm well. And the topic that we're speaking about today, it's a tough one. It really is a tough one because many of our friendships are just things that have happened organically over many, many years, and it tends to be something that we don't question. We just carry on because, hey, they've always been in our lives, right? So why should we now take stock of who they are?
It's a difficult thing. I was saying to them that I know people, we grew up together, we used to play soccer together as kids. We call each other friends. You see me with them. I'm not what they do. Should I be changing them if they're doing horrible things because it reflects on me?
Well, change is a difficult word to use because I prefer to say it's important to allocate your time correctly with the people in your life. And in some instances, it may be necessary to limit your time to with the intention of letting go of them. Because if you say to yourself, I'm going to cut people out of my life, that's a bad friend, you may end up feeling guilty about it and thinking, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This person has been there for me. Let me just keep them in my life. But you know who's good for you. Each and every one of us knows who's loading us and who's bringing us down. So if you identify a friend that is not adding value to your life, then an important thing to do is to just gradually phase them out of your life. Now, an important question then becomes, what does it mean to add value to somebody's life? Does it mean that they're inspiring you? Does it mean that they're always there for you? What does that mean? So I define value as somebody that's helping you get to where it is that you want to go in the long term. What are your goals? And how is this person adding to your goals? Because friendships are supposed to be constructive, supportive, mutually beneficial. But if it becomes destructive and it's draining, and whenever you're in the presence of this person or whenever this person calls you, you think, oh my gosh, not him again. Oh, yeah. What does he want now?
Yeah.
Then you know that there's something wrong within that friendship. And also if it's one-sided, if you're the one that's constantly giving and giving to the other person, and they're just enjoying whatever it is that you have to give, there's definitely a problem.
It's interesting you should say that. I used to keep company with a certain gentleman where, fortunately, he moved overseas. He had this... Yeah, we were friends, yeah. He had this habit of constantly complaining about his marriage. So whenever we, you know, we would meet, it would be, how's your family? And then, you know, when it got to him, it was always like, hey, you know, look at the shirt I'm wearing. This woman doesn't really pay attention to me anymore. And let me tell you,
gosh.
I'm in this shirt because, you know, everything else, my laundry is not taken care of. Let me tell you, these women with their ambition, you know, she's beginning to weigh me down. She wants to go study in Australia, and I'm supposed to. That's when I kind of realized that I went home, and obviously I'd start seeing similar things with my own partner, and I realized that I think it was a chance for me to shuffle him as a friend, and gratefully he moved away. I didn't feel guilty about it, you know, and I think that should be the common theme, though.
Definitely, and I love the example that you used, because sometimes friendships fade away organically. You didn't have to do anything, right? But in some instances, you might not have that luxury. This person is going nowhere.
Yeah.
And what is advisable is to confront the person in a loving, caring way to say, look, what is it that you're going to do then if your wife isn't treating you so well? What are the options to make it better? And how can I help you make it better, so to speak, as opposed to you just carrying on dealing with that? Because the older we get, the higher the quality of the friendships that we have. That's why you hear older people saying, yo, I've only got two friends or three friends. Because when you're younger, it's not really important. It's just about having as many friends as you can. Because when you're young, it's cool to have a lot of friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
You become the it guy. Everybody wants to be associated with you. But as you get older and you focus on where it is that you want to go with your life, you realize that your friends actually are who you are. Our friends are a piece of us. They're a reflection of us. And when you look at the closest people around you, you actually begin to see pieces of you within each of those people. There's something that they fulfill within yourself if you're comfortable to be with them. So one thing that I recommend everybody does is at the end of the year, take stock of the friends in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What are the roles that these people play in your life? And it doesn't have to be a huge philosophical role that, oh, this person inspires me. It can be simple things like, this person, when I'm with this person, all I do is laugh. This is an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm with this person, all we do is talk about their marriage.
Yeah.
When I'm with this person, all we do is get out there, have fun and party from morning till evening. So identify what these people do and then ask yourself, okay, is this what I really want to continue to be doing? Am I giving this person too much time based on the role that they have in my life? And then you also analyze the more important stuff. Is this person somebody that I go to for counsel? Is this someone that helps develop me? When I'm in the presence of this person, do I feel I want to be more? I want to be a better person? And then from there, you say to yourself, okay, if people is just about partying, then I'm only going to agree to meet people once a month or once a week, whatever works for your life, so that you know how you're actively spending your time.
It's interesting when you say that. Yesterday, I drove through Pukeng pretty late in the evening, and there was a wedding entourage. You know, when we get married, some of us really go to town. There was a convoy of motorbikes and quite a few flashy German cars and, you know, people, you know, sticking their heads out of the windows and some of them sitting literally on the doors as these cars were racing through this village. And I remember thinking to myself, or hoping rather, that this couple that's getting married, if the entourage they're in is a reflection of their friends, these are the same friends one was hoping, or one hopes that they will be there, you know, during rocky periods. So it's one of the considerations one should make. But I like the part where you say towards the end of the year, you need to sit down and take stock and literally start issuing out application forms. People must reapply to be my friends. I'm not playing.
Yeah, not true.
Yeah.
You know, I've always found it very offensive, if you will. All my friends are married now, and
okay,
I don't get invited to Bry's anymore. I don't understand why that is.
Because
I'm the only one who's single, you know?
You're a threat to the food.
Yeah, and that's a sensitive one, because most people think that if you hang out with a single person, then you probably get up to shenanigans with that single person. So yeah, if you go and that's your friend, the male friend that's married, the woman will be thinking, hey, you're always hanging out with that guy. He's a bad influence. He's probably got 10 girlfriends. That means you also have 10 girlfriends.
Yeah.
So it just becomes easier to say, you know what? We're married now. You stay away.
Well, let me tell you, we get a lot of respect for being around you. So thank you so much for being a friend.
And just one more thing I wanted to say, which is important.
Sure.
The friends that you keep, you automatically become them. You can't help yourself. There's no such thing as I am helping out my friend. I'm being a good influence on my friend. If this person is not adding value, don't insist on spending so much time with them, because our intrinsic need to belong, to feel attached, to feel like this is our people, this is our crew, that's a desire that each and every one of us has. Now, family, friends, and relationships fulfill that role. So don't go into bad friendships thinking that you're going to control it. You have no choice but to become the people that you spend the most time with. So choose those people wisely.
You hear that, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Management? Mayum, thank you so much for chatting to us and always bringing sense into our lives. We'll chat to you next Monday.
All right.
We appreciate it. Inspirational speaker, Mayo Fabi, talking to us about the company we keep. The friends that you have, they become you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Management.
The only commercial radio station in the Northwest Province.
In tune with you. UFM.